the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Hi, this is Bren Hill, and you're in Cow Country listening to Andy and Jim on Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Breno. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show.
He knows about Ouch.
Well, I know personally that he tunes in.
Yeah,
every week.
Sure he does.
Yeah. Just to hear Farrier's file.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you got for us this week?
Well, in honor of Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah.
You know, your old pony can't say ouch.
Oh, yeah.
But hey. They are sensitive. But
he will still tell you
he
nonetheless.
He will let you know.
Nonetheless, yes. He will let you know.
They will. And I found that it makes a difference on their age.
Okay.
You know, a young horse feels everything.
Oh, interesting.
You know, and yeah. I had a guy ask me why those tacking hammers are so small.
Yeah.
Well, there's two reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. One, it makes a smaller blister when you hit yourself.
When you hit your thumb?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But there's a lot of shock that goes into driving that nail.
Right. The real reason is vibration and shock that goes into the hoof while pounding the nail.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You All know, right. And a younger horse will feel that better than an old 15 or 20 year old horse that's an old hand at this.
Been used to it.
And used to it. And they might be calcifying a little bit, and they may not be as flexible.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, and if the horse starts dancing around, just think in your mind, ouch. Yeah.
How long have I had his hoof up?
Yeah. And how far out do I have it? Right. Do I need to get back under him?
Yeah.
You know, there are cues, and they're pretty obvious.
No doubt.
Really.
No doubt about it. And if your back is hurting, I guarantee his leg is
he's
too.
Wore out.
Yeah, he's tired as well, right?
Yeah.
That actually is some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's file.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, check this vibration out there. How are they going to get a hold of
it? I just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. They can always request a dick pic.
D-I-C-K at clearoutwest.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
You know, I think we're getting better.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. Let's move on, shall
we? Keep moving.
Let's do it. Murph's riding along with us. Michael Martin Murphy, and he's saying, hey, easy on the pain.
I pulled into the Cowboat Cafe Diner over on Central Avenue. There ain't no cup of coffee round here finer, and Jed there smokes some mean barbecue. They got a waitress at the counter named Sally. Sometimes she brings me an extra piece of pie. She knows about sad and lonely, and sometimes she listens when I cry. I wish I could remember what it took to forget all the promises that we made. So waitress, won't you bring me a big blue plate of memories to take it easy on the pain? Waitress, won't you bring me a big blue plate of memories, but take it easy on the pain. I neon lights are blinding, all night jukebox plays on. That's where you're always going to find me. I just can't seem to find no love at home. And I pulled up to the ranch one morning. I found a note stapled to the bed. This is my resignation, cowboy. Our love might as well be dead. I wish I could remember what it took to forget all the promises that we made. Waitress, won't you bring me a big blue plate of memories? But take it easy on the pain. Wish I could remember what it took to forget all the promises that we made. So waitress, won't you bring me a big blue plate of memories? Take it easy on the pain. Waitress, won't you bring me a big blue plate of memories? But take it easy on the pain.
Yeah, there. Take it easy on the pain, honey.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
A little light. Go a little lighter.
Go light on the pain. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was, while you were doing Farrier's File,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you,
yeah.
because the big trend there for a while were those cavalry driving hammers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, those son of a guns have got a big head on
they
them.
They do.
And they got a long face.
Yep.
And they're heavy.
They are. Yeah. They are.
I can see you can drive a nail pretty dang quick with
yes,
one.
Yes, you can.
You?
Sam uses one of those. I
does
can't.
He use it regularly?
Yeah,
does
I believe he does.
That's what
yeah.
he uses to shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's at a different angle than what I'm used to.
It is, for a fact.
So,
well, Sam cheats, too.
Well,
he
should.
Yeah. He's ambidextrous.
He's amphibious?
Amphibious.
Oh, be darned.
You know, when he's on the on side of the horse, he uses his right hand. When he's on the off side of the horse, he uses his left hand. That is cheating.
That's not right. That's wrong.
And I've never tried to drive an L with a cavalry hammer, but I doubt I can.
I haven't either, and I just don't think I could.
Right.
I think I'd just be hitting worse lightning than ever. Yeah.
Well, okay. That left hand of mine has got scars all over it.
Well, let's talk about shaping shoes.
Let's go there.
Okay.
Yeah. A pony shoe.
Oh,
that
man.
Knuckle gets hammered every time.
It gets in the way, doesn't it? It does. And when you are starting, you don't actually know how to hold the shoe.
Right.
All right. And you may not hit yourself, but if you hit that shoe and you don't have either A, a firm grip on it, or B, it doesn't have a solid surface.
Right.
Bing!
Yes. It's going to ricochet somewhere, or it's going to vibrate, and your hand will be numb the rest of the day.
Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And every once in a while, I still grab one wrong when I have it.
Well, you have to be reminded.
And I have it at the anvil, and I give it a big old whack, and it vibrates,
Zing.
And I go, ay, ay,
yeah, right up to your neck.
Ouch.
Yes.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. It doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't.
It reminds you in a hurry.
Well, I bought a brand new anvil, had a nice sharp tip on it, right? You know, and I was shoeing this old clabber-butted horse, and he pulled back.
Yeah.
And when he did, of course, the rope broke.
Right.
And at a high rate of speed, he backed into the sharp point of that anvil.
Yeah.
Boing!
And come back really fast.
Yeah, I came back, and then he went forward really fast, and then he came back really fast, and then he went forward really fast. I see why they blunt the tips.
I was going to say, and what did you do to the tip of your anvil right after that?
I blunted did. I took the old hammer and blended the tip.
Yep, me too. I got a new anvil years ago, too, and I did the same thing. I was like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
All right, need to ditch out to another cow commercial.
What?
And when we come back, Kent Rollins has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.